Tampa.
Oh, the Spaniard?
Yes. He sends his regards, by the way.
Yeah, well, he's always been friendly with me.
Wait. This guy's fencing is a D12 plus 2, right? He's legendary? That explains why he kicked your ass, because expert is legendary, and your trait becomes a D12 plus 2. At least he's not a master.
No, he's not a master.
Then his wild die becomes a D10.
He doesn't have wild die.
Well, it's no shame in losing to him.
I won this.
That's why I said he's the best in Europe. In Europe.
We only barely met each other last time. He barely beat me last time, I should say.
Because of awful rolling.
Yeah. Well, no, you spent a Benny.
Anyway.
Yes. Maybe your marshal friend can put this investigation together.
Yes, that's why we're here speaking to you. Did you see any kind of odd things or anything?
No. The only thing I remember is the official dropping off the refreshments before our match. I was feeling fine, and then I drank the tea.
When I investigated your room, the teacup was missing, and your
wardrobe
had been ruffled through.
My trainer had said that my wardrobe had been ruffled through. I didn't notice anything stolen, though. Neither of us went back to the room, so we don't have the cup.
I
found another thing that actually is useful for psychics, to make an excuse for not having a puppet. They can actually order someone to suicide themselves.
Oh, okay.
It's just another reroll against their spirit.
Yeah.
Well,
no bolt for you!
No, I'm just kidding.
The Frenchman, Mr.
Mr. Bonaparte?
Bonaparte, yes.
Oh.
He didn't seem to be tampered with at all. I fought him in the finals.
He's always been a bit sleazy, but he's French.
Yes, well. No surprises there, I suppose, but so you think he may have poisoned you and all that?
I don't know if he has poison in him. It's possible.
He may have done his research. We had an herbalist or an apothecary look after the nightshade, and it turns out it is not lethal.
I am just a mere fencer. And investigations are beyond me.
No,
but if you find out who did this to me, I will take my revenge.
I'm certain to stick them in jail or some such thing.
Vengeance will be mine!
Well, thank you for your time. Please let me know if you find any, think of anything that was really...
Yes.
Quite.
And I'm certain once we get it all sorted out, we can have a proper tournament.
Maybe next month.
Yeah, yes, perhaps.
Alright. Well, as much as I'd like to continue this investigation, we should probably get to saving Van Helsing.
Yes, probably. To the Batcave!
You know, these guys kind of have these pale complexions from having spent 4 days inside. Their hair's all undone. They've got books piled up all around them. They've got more paper cuts than they know what to do with.
All right, well, who's ready to travel?
For the last 4 days, I've been ready to travel.
Well, sorry, I was reading.
You're finally ready?
I'm reading on Dark Elves.
Hello. I apologize, we had a bit of an investigation. Someone was poisoned at Liam's fencing tournament.
A seven of clubs?
No, that does not sound good.
It's not one of the decks I use, huh?
No, we couldn't really figure out who it was. Unfortunately, as much as we'd like to continue investigating, Van Helsing's disappearance seems a bit more pressing.
Unfortunately.
Alright, well, everyone pack, and I suppose we'll leave first thing tomorrow morning. We should probably go procure tickets now.
Oh, we already got ours. And our stuff's already packed.
Huh. We already left, actually.
Yeah, we went and we came back. There's nothing there.
Well, back to my investigation.
I don't remember getting tickets.
Basically...
No, I got yours.
Basically, it's a shilling for... I actually looked it up. I used the Red Sands for basically traveling. If I remember correctly, it's basically a shilling for every 10 miles. So it's actually going to be £2 to go all the way up there.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. I didn't bring the Red Sands book with me. Yeah, I'm sorry I keep changing the prices on this. It's because I keep forgetting to bring it.
So you said a shilling?
A shilling per 10 miles, if I remember correctly.
So £2 you get there.
I was so close to making £10.
And you're paying for me?
Yes.
Yes, well, I'm fairly certain it was tampered with, so...
Yeah, I doubt the people I was gambling with really care.
Actually, they would have.
Yeah.
Because if someone cheated that throws off... all the bets.
Yeah.
Not just yours. That throws it all off. And then if they didn't try and fix it or at least give you your money back, they lose all their credibility. Mm-hmm. No one's going to bet anymore.
It's ungentlemanly to rig things.
Yeah. It's ungentlemanly.
I suppose I was betting with the gentlemen rather than the black markety kind of types.
And we told the officials. So if there's not an investigation going on, we need to tell somebody else too. But... as far as I know, there is an official investigation.
Yep, James. He said he was going to investigate.
Alright, well, we take flight on the Orient Express.
Alright. There's a ghost on the train.
I ignore it.
Yeah, I ignore it.
Throws off all the work. Okay.
Alright, when we get to town, prepare to jump. Because it's not stopping.
So were you accepting the mercenaries or no?
Are they mooks or something? Or?
Hey, Johan offered them if you needed them.
How many?
You can take up to 4.
That sounds fun.
That seems like a large crowd. So that would be 8 total.
Well, that would allow us to actually split up also.
That's true.
Especially since we don't know what we're going against.
Sure, I'm fine with Raynham.
They're Ripper mercenaries, right?
Yeah. These are the decent Rippers.
Okay.
So sort of if it is something big, there'll be more of us to handle it.
And that's why he offered them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if it was enough to take down his father... If it took down his father, he might have just said, you know, bid thee farewell.
The father decided to go on a picnic.
Yeah, he decided to go on a picnic. He's having an illicit affair up here. Wait, he's not married, so it wouldn't technically be an illicit affair, but it'd be a scandalous affair.
No, I don't even think that, because I don't think his son would really care.
I don't think the Rippers would care.
It might not involve one woman, you don't know.
It involves some sheep in Scotland.
The Rippers are just like, hey, cool!
Alright.
Get some while you can.
Get you one!
We could bring Din with us. And he might know a little bit of this area.
You can't spare any Rippers, because remember we sent 3 every month, and we need 2 for everything.
Yes.
So could we replace one of them with Din, or have him guard the thing?
No, we cannot.
Sure, you could. Because you're basically having someone there maintaining it. You're sacrificing that guy for the short time. You can take Din with you. You just to have someone to be able to replace them. For example, if there's a session where you guys want to take Horace, but one of you guys is gone, you could have Liam stay at the lodge for this mission. You know, that sort
basically
of thing.
It gives you an excuse to run a character so our group stays full as opposed to...
Yeah. That way you're at a party of 4. Well, technically you're now at a party of 8. So you've got 3... you've got the 3 Whitechapel irregulars...
End it.
Aw, I'd rather have Baker Street irregulars.
Well, you haven't been to Baker Street yet, so I don't feel bad for you.
Eventually I will get the chance to meet Sherlock Holmes. Eventually. And he will kick your ass.
So, Din, we're going to Scotland. You want to come?
Sure! Can I get some time off, boss?
Perhaps. We're looking for Van Helsing.
Isn't he just up at the house?
Yeah, he's gone missing.
No, Van Helsing, not senior. His son.
Van Helsing Senior.
The head.
Abraham! Abram!
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name.
I just call him Van Helsing, and then there's Van Helsing Jr.
Senior. Apparently he's gone missing.
Mm-hmm. Alright! Sure, let's go up to Scotland. Where are we going?
Rosalind Chapel.
Rosalind
what? Chapel?
Rosalind Chapel? Oh, sure, I know about that place.
We're going to visit Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Alright.
One train ride later.
400 miles of train and carriage, because the train doesn't take you exactly where you need to go.
Yes, it does. Hello, I'm a normal. Get off the trails and take me there!
I will pay for it.
It's your life!
Alright. So you guys head up to the small little Scottish village, and of course, you know, its primary forms of income is agriculture and, you know, herding and whatnot. So imagine small rural town and then kind of like, love the smell of the Highlands.
I smell sheep.
That's because there's a passing herd.
I smell manure.
A beast man walking among them.
And we've got lizard men down in the... They're a bit more dangerous than that.
And you thing. Guys can see basically off on the hill, you can see Rosalind Chapel.
Alright. Well, what time is it in the day?
It's... 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Services are going to be held tomorrow. Tomorrow, Sunday.
Ah.
Oh, what's it up there?
Hmm?
What's it up there?
Maybe.
Should we interrupt our services?
Well, so if it's tomorrow, we can go in there right now.
8 heavily armed guys.
They're not actually heavily armed. They've got a heavy coat. Which isn't too bad in Scotland. It's May, but it's not too weird. And underneath that, they have a pistol and a club.
Maybe we could... what's our cover for going to this chapel? We are a wedding party.
No.
Who's getting married?
I don't know.
You.
You cannot marry herself.
She's got split personality.
That still doesn't count.
She can duplicate.
What?
No, you.
I don't understand.
No, he's on third.
You got it. Then's like, I'll go arrange the room.
Okay. We'll figure this out.
The Whitechapel regulars, how do you want... Where are we going? How are you splitting us up?
Is it three dudes?
It's three dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I still think, I mean, does someone have a better cover than wedding party checking out a chapel?
But then who's getting married?
What?
If it's a wedding party, someone has to get married. Unless you want to convince some random people in town.
You lady, I want to marry you. How much money do you make? I make 62 pounds a month. Done! Wedding ring.
It would be pretty simple, but...
Or would tourists and want to see the cool chapel?
I don't know. Do tourists exist in this day and age? Mm-hmm. Okay.
We could say
a whole circle.
We'd be looking for the pillar.
Yes.
It is apparently important and fancy.
Why don't we just claim we're, you know, interested in learning more about the English religion?
John
this is
has
a fairly
key or something like that.
I'm sorry.
Didn't he say John had a key or something like that?
What was the name mentioned in his notes?
Alright. His notes said, I have found the key, but only John knows the location of the pillars. I will go to the chapel and test the key on the column. If I'm correct, I might be able to pry the secret from them. If not, I'll need to confront my old friend at last. That is the exact words, because that's the words in the book.
We could ask around town, see if there's anyone named John here.
It's a pretty generic name.
As some of the chapel guys are like, I'm John.
Do you have a key?
Do you know
my house?
Do you know? Do you know where the pillar is?
The pill.
I think it's that one because it's shiny.
The pillar? I don't know.
He said only John knows where the pillar is.
You know what? Why don't we go check the church out? We'll figure out what to do from there. If anyone asks why we're here, we're interested in just learning more about the religion, fairly famous church.
There you go.
Alright.
Bibble, I'm going to go put my stuff in the rooms.
Alright, who are the people going to the... 1, 2, 3 regulars, yes, no. Or are they staying with you guys? 1 regular with you guys, 2 over there?
Yeah, okay. Even groups of 4.
Groups of 4. So you've got Din, 2 irregulars, and then
Jessica.
Alright.
Hold the match. Roger.
Rooms seem fairly secure. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary.
Hopefully I don't have to jump out of one and break my leg.
Or land in a...
These are actually single rooms, they're not doubles. Imagine like a nice bed and breakfast, so you've actually got a real bed, not like, you know, crappy.
Is there
hotel.
Enough room for all of us?
There are 12 bedrooms that they can basically lease out.
Okay.
Two of which are occupied, but 8, he kind of goes, oh, okie dokie then. Right.
Yes, I'm making money.
Large group.
It's 2 shillings a night for you 4.
Okay.
2 shillings. So total of 8 shillings a night. The Whitechapel pay for themselves.
So that'd be 0.1?
Yes, 0.1.
Does Den pay for himself too?
Yes, because that's how it works so far.
But we haven't established a large enough fund in our vault to give out traveling funds yet.
Yeah, which is something you guys will need to figure out, is how much funds you're going to set aside.
Mm-hmm.
Or basically what you can... you have a choice of basically reimbursing them when they get back, or basically giving them an allowance.
I vote for reimbursing just because it's simpler that way.
I like the problems.
I also like the allowance because it's simpler that way, I think.
Anyway, it's not something to deal with on mission. You 3 head on up, and there's actually a small little, basically greeting gate, as you guys walk up, and out comes a, oh, hello.
Greetings.
Pleasure to meet you, 4.
We were hoping we might be able to take a look at your church. We're travelers, just interested. We've heard a bit about your church and wanted to...
Sure. We can give you a tour around the place. Tomorrow's sermon, so Monday. Does Monday work for you?
Liam?
I'm not doing anything on Monday.
I don't want to quite take you inside now. It's getting late in the evening.
I understand.
And sometimes, you know, the artwork is very... My Scottish accent has gone very not Scottish. Very beautiful artwork. I don't know. I'm failing.
Just think dwarf.
Yeah, dwarf.
Aye! Beautiful artwork of stone and ale!
I like this priest.
Bah!
Did you just get shorter?
Shink!
Lovely beard you have.
Shink!
You just cut your beard off.
Hill plumber.
Punt him.
I'd really like to see the pillar. I've heard so much about
it. That is the main attraction.
Yeah. Could we just like see that today?
Not today. Not today.
Monday's also.
Very well, I suppose we'll have to wait till Monday.
Remember, there are services tomorrow.
Yes.
You're more than welcome to come to service.
Oh yes, I'm certain we'll be attending.
Alright, well, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Right. If you need anything, the Freemason Lodge is inside town.
Oh, how much was the fine thingy, holy symbol?
£2.
£2.
as he's heard, like, demon. Holy symbol!
Holy diver!
I wonder if we've gone through a Ripper's recording without having someone say that yet.
Holy diver?
Yeah.
I don't know. Listeners, you pay attention. Every time we said holy diver.
Holy diver!
About a million.
No, some of them probably don't pay attention.
Probably not.
I'm sure they're putting it on in the background like you used to.
Put it on the background of raids. Andre, Thunder, we're all dead. Yes, I know we're all dead. I'm in the abomination eating the goo. I can't help you. I'm eating the goo as fast as I can, and you guys can't kill him fast enough. Not my problem. It's not my fault the Death Knight decided to charge the orange ooze and die instantly.
Taunt?
Stupid. I still remember that Death Knight. I still hate him.
Yeah.
Just a random person you picked up?
Yeah. It was one of the guys that raided with us for a while. The orange ooze kills you instantly.
If you touch it. You're supposed to run away from it.
You're supposed to kite it.
Yeah, you're supposed to run away from it. And everyone else kills it. Well, he was running towards it to kill it, but it had selected him. Same. And we're all like, no, back, back, back! He's like, ah! And then he died. And then, like, ricocheted off into Ryan, killed the healer, ricocheted off, and we're just like, And so here I am, finishing eating up the last goo, and I'm the only one alive. I'm like...
Didn't you love it when you were in the Abomination, and then you dropped aggro because you were in the Abomination when it vanished? So you're just gonna end up standing there looking at everyone's corpses going,
huh. And I just kind of walked out, so, alright guys, ready for round two?
By the way, realize why people hate hunters, tanking at low levels. Fuckers pull everything.
Yes.
Yep.
I hate DPS.
I've also... Hunters?
That's why they have...
Cat druids.
Hunters, cat druids, and warlocks for me.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you get to Boomkin, yeah.
And that's...
Well, they don't have... If they pop Starfall, it's not really their fault.
No, because they pop Starfall intentionally. A lot.
I'm sorry, I pulled the boss in another room with Starfall?
Yeah, no. And sometimes they do it intentionally. They go, ha ha! And then they pull the boss, and you're like, we're still finishing this trash!
I wonder why they do that. Out of my seat.
No.
Ego battle. Alright.
Oh, this one worked.
So? So. You're back at your room. Those three are basically shooed off and told if you want to...
Yeah,
on Monday, one of the local Freemasons will take you through the chapel. You guys are, of course, welcome to attend the services on Sunday.
Well, I say we attend.
Sure.
Does it matter which one? But then, would you care to walk downtown with me?
Ready? Sure, let's go. Mm-hmm. I look intimidating for anyone who looks at you funny.
I'm pretty sure most will. I'm quite out of my place here.
Mm-hmm. And you're short.
No, you're just really tall.
No, you're short.
You're tall.
You're short.
You're tall.
You're short.
You're tall.
Yeah, two versus one.
You're tall.
You're short.
You're short. The two brawny individuals.
There we go. Anyway, so you go walking around on the town.
Just walk around, see, you know, get the gist of how the life is around here for the first day. I won't actually start asking questions until later.
Basically, since it's kind of basically a Saturday night at this point, mostly everything is kind of winding down. Most of the you'll notice that they have basically like a market area, but everyone's gone home at this point. And this is definitely slow rural life. Although recently they actually got a telegram office.
Oh.
So if you need to send telegrams, you can do that for a shilling per word.
You're a partner in science.
So, but you know, they've also kind of got a carriage. There's the mayor's house. There's the Freemason Lodge. There's a few other places.
Down with the Freemasons!
Down with the Illuminati?
Very well. Like I said, I'm just wandering around today. So I don't want to start shoving my nose into everyone's business quite yet.
Alright, probably. What are you doing? How are you doing? What are you doing?
Science.
Just see what life is like up here, because this is completely different from what I'm used to.
Slow rural life. Right there. Lots of sheep, though.
Aww, meh. Sheep. I pet them.
And one wooden goat.
I keep my distance. Oh, God.
We're doomed.
It's obviously the dominant one.
Alright.
Yes.
So, unless you guys are doing anything Saturday night, are you going to attempt to break into the chapel?
That seems kind of sacrilegious.
Well, is it really sacrilege if you don't really follow the religion?
Yeah, unfortunately, two of your party members do follow this particular religion.
And I am a sort of owner.
Or a variant of thereof.
That actually is his religion.
Yeah. They're
Episcopalian.
I thought it was Church of England.
That's Church of England is Episcopalian.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, cool.
Alright. Nom, nom, nom. So, you guys finished. It's Sunday now. Because nothing happened Saturday night.
We'll go to the chapel?
Let's go to the chapel. Around noon, they hold service. It's an hour long, and you guys see this nice chapel with all the spiraling pillars. But you guys can definitely notice which one is, quote, the apprentice pillar. As it is far more beautiful than the rest. Up towards the center of the T, you can see the pulpit.
If it's doing that thing, it'll stop in my look.
So, this is what it looks like on the outside.
Oh, I have to move my mouse too.
It's not terribly big. Then let's see if I can get the apprentice.
Why are you wearing your hat?
Yep, here we go. Oh, that's a tiny picture of it.
You have to.
It's also a tiny picture of it. Here we go. And here's the apprentice pillar.
Wow.
It's at the way, way far back.
Really?
So, that's what you guys see. You got, this is the perspective from basically sitting in the seats that you guys are at. There's a guy up there giving sermon, and there's dudes in there, but... Alright, so now that you guys have seen pictures.
Pretty pictures.
Yep, he's up there giving a sermon. The two Christians, go ahead and give me a notice check. Three.
16.
Okay, I make my spirit check.
I'm admiring the architecture.
You know...
What do you want,
glass? There's something off to you. You don't know how they really do things here in these Episcopalian churches, but there's no cross on the altar, there's no sacrament, there's no Christian symbols anywhere near the altar. There's a guy standing there.
Does his sermon sound familiar at all?
Kinda.
Has he mentioned Jesus at least once?
No. And now that you're looking at him, everyone else, you two don't really catch on to this, but you, Alec, notice that a lot of the folk here look kinda glazed. You know, there's the usual...
That's probably what I'm doing at this point.
But you'll notice a lot of people who are just kind of sitting here doing this.
Probably him.
Ivan, you can give me a different type of notice check, but yours is actually based off your knowledge.